Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Well, good morning, bud. Here it is, another beautiful, sunny South Florida morning. How we doing today, man?
Doing pretty good so far, man. How about yourself?
A few unnecessary technical glitches this morning from some other things this week, but we got through them, and we're up and running again, man.
Well, it's like you always have to do a software update, man. Every time you turn on a computer in today's world, yeah. It's like software update this, do this, do this. Even your phones anymore.
How about that, bub? You've been killing it out there in the shop, man. You have been busy, busy, busy.
Dude.
Working, grinding, bumping, turning out cars. We thinned out the staff this year kind of so we could ensure that the quality of the product going out was even better. But, man, you have just been killing it out there.
Yeah, man, a lot of great things going on, a lot of good rides coming to closure out there. So I'm having a lot of fun with it, man. We've got some, you know, great rides in the works, some big designs coming up that we're not going to talk about yet. But, you know, we've got so much in the works right now. It's a lot of fun.
Bub, where this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you please visit us. bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, not for only the latest in what's going on here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, excuse me, Bub, but also the 20,000 part online catalog, Bub.
Yeah, man, a lot of good things out there on the website, dude. We've been putting so much time and effort into that. You know, everything really from, you know, just prior to SEMA 17, which is, you know, October 31st, I think that was November 4th this year. That was our point in time where, you know, we had hooked up with all of our major suppliers and sponsors out there and gotten all of their products listed on the site. So there's everything from, you know, direct fit to universal fitment to, I mean, anything you can imagine from, you know, just the hottest products out there in the industry right now.
Yeah, Bub, you've got what? All of a sudden we go live and I've got something going on with my friend. Never happens.
I don't know what to tell you.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know, Bub. I don't know either. Food trucks last night in Abacote. You got Abacote. You guys. Abacote, you guys were out there having a good time.
Yeah, we went and hung out. We actually didn't even get there till food trucks was over. So that's about the way it typically goes down.
How was the crowd out there last night? Miss Outlaw Boutique was open. How did she do last night, Bob?
Really good, man. It was the place was packed, dude. Her store was insane. Miss Outlaw Boutique was just slam packed. The people were, I mean, shoulder to shoulder in the street. So it was a lot of good time, a lot of fun, man. There was you know, a lot of great guys out there. I'll tell you what. There was quite a few players out there already walking the streets. Man.
All the players were in here this week as well, Bob. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. For the very finest in boutique fashion and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, ladies and gentlemen. And got to give you the number, 561-660-6695. The girls are there. Today, Bub, and they're going to be tearing it up. I understand the Outlaws got a bunch of new clothing coming in for the spring season training.
Yeah, there's she's got a whole new line coming in right now, so I'm looking forward to what she's got coming in. I've seen some of the behind the scenes stuff from it, man. It's pretty high quality, dude. It's, you know, some great outfits, great designs, great accessories, and, you know, that's just what makes it, dude. There's themed collections now, and so it makes it really easy to just either if you are a guy, walk in and just grab an entire outfit off the shelf, literally head to toe. Makes it easy for guys to shop, also makes it very easy for girls. Some girls have a serious struggle when it comes to putting together the right, you know, tops and bottoms and accessories and how to put, you know, throw necklaces or belts or, you know, boots, shoes, you know, lows, flats, I mean, wedges, everything you have to do to think. We're not even talking about cars right now, but I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of skill to do it.
It really does, Bub. And you know what's cool is we have the spring training facility for the Marlins and the Cardinals right here in our backyard, the Astros and the Nationals as well.
Yeah.
And they're all here. They're going to be seeing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Jeeps on display. One is a Marlins coach, one is a Marlins player, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be watching and seeing those vehicles proudly on display. We're going to talk a little bit about those as well.
Yeah.
But we want to welcome two new sponsors. These are big, big sponsors. I really want to share them with you. I really want to get them in here. I want to welcome them, Bub. I want to welcome the law offices, Bub, of Brian Packett, man.
Yep.
These are really, really good guys here in the South Florida area, Bub. The law offices of Brian Packett. Brian and I and you met this weekend. Really good guy, man. Handsome dude. Looks like Harry Connick Jr., doesn't he, man?
Jeez, I mean, you'll figure.
Yeah, how about that? My phone.
Go figure.
My
Your phone always on massive loud for some reason, every time.
Exactly. How about that, man?
All right.
So, just a handsome dude, man. Really good guy, man. Great demeanor. Has just an amazing a strength about him, an air of confidence about him. And they're a new title of our sponsor of the show, the Law Offices of Brian Packett.
Man. Yeah.
How about that, Bob?
Yep.
Really good people out there. You know what? Really good people. 561-318-0531, Bob. Anybody can get a hold of him. Very good guy. And Bob, this is a very, very big one now. I have a special announcement coming out of these guys. Tell everybody who our new sponsor is, Bob.
So this week, we are definitely proud to say that we joined in partnership with Barrett Jackson. That is something super, super exciting, man. Sure. It's, you know, as everybody knows, that's one of the biggest, you know, auction blocks that there truly is in the auto world. And that's everything from, you know, right up anyone's alley in the automotive world, everything from, you know, going and bidding to, you know, buying it right away to, you know, just seeing some of the rarest stuff in the world. Maybe you're not even buying or bidding at all.
Yep.
Some of the highest end cars, some of the lowest end cars.
Yeah, about
there's
that.
A little
We've
bit
seen
of
a
everything
bunch of them coming through here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything that rolls through, and you can just go and, you know, we've got ours coming up in April. That is when Palm Beach Barrett Jackson and Barrett Jackson and Palm Beach will be here. So we are looking forward to that. We are going to go walk around, check it out, just like we do every year.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. Just so you know, Barrett Jackson is the world's greatest car collector auctions, and it does return to the Palm Beaches for an extended four-day automotive lifestyle event. So they've opened it up a little bit this year. People like us, Chris Jacobs, you know, all those guys, man, they're always there. You always see the celebrities there. So it's going to be April 12th through Sunday, which is through Sunday, April 15th at the South Florida Fairgrounds. You can come down and experience the excitement, hundreds of collectibles, incredible vehicles from the Cars of Dreams collection across the auction block, with the most selling at no reserve, man. And you can just register, Bub, to bid or purchase tickets. Please just visit Barrett Jackson-Barrett-Jackson.com, man. It's going to be a really good time. Mike's out there to answer any questions about it. 508-341-4296, Bub. We will be there, and it's going to be a great time. So proud that Barrett Jackson is with us, man.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, as everybody knows, I've actually thrown the SEMA 17 build. That's actually been up on the market last, like, two weeks or so. I actually thought about pulling that back down last night off of eBay,
taking
a pretty solid number, and then I was thinking about throwing that through the Barrett Jackson auction block. That would be a really fun time to do that. You know, that's just one of those things where it's fun. Some people get a little rush out of it when you go and you do that bidding. You never know which paddle is going to be the one that is
that's
the
exactly
winning
right
bid. And, you know, that's what makes it a lot of fun. So
12th through the 15th, Bob.
Yes. Of April.
South Florida Fairgrounds.
Yes.
We're going to be there.
We'll be there.
Extended day, man. They got an extra day this year.
Oh.
It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to jump right into this thing here. We have a big announcement, another step forward in the progression of 2018 here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Let's share with everybody what we did this week. It's something we've been talking about and negotiating a little bit behind the scenes for an extended period of time. We wanted to take a much larger step in our upholstery shop as we realign the business for 2018.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, as everybody knows, you know, we've been doing some crazy, crazy designs, man, some crazy, great stuff rolling out of BEM, but now we're ready to take it again to that next level and double, maybe even triple production rolling out. So we, as everybody has heard probably in the past on either our daily live show, on our Saturday shows, we have not only great friends, but also professional builders and designers in the industry, Larry Williams from Sunnyside Trim Shop. We have hooked up with him to get some more insane rides out all over the streets of the U.S. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. Some crazy upholstery going on, some crazy designs, just rolling these things out.
The design intent, Bub, is what we're going to do is Larry kind of dominated those mid-Atlantic states.
Yeah.
We want to take over the entire Eastern Seaboard as your go-to one-stop upholstery facility.
Yeah.
You are going to start with a very high-end client vehicle that you're just finishing up. That's going, in fact, Larry's picking that car up today. We're going to have Larry call and join us. He's on the road to BEM right now, Bub, to pick up that particular vehicle, man.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, man. It's, you know, we're in the, that's again, that's probably a, what would you consider that car? I'd consider that like a resto mod. Yeah. I'd go resto mod.
You say resto mod?
Yeah. I'd go resto mod on it. So it's, you know, super, super vintage, but at the same time, we've brought in some of those modern components to it. So it does have that, you know, cleaner, more reliable look and feel to it. You know, so it's one of those rides where I would consider this a resto mod. Yeah. We're going to keep it in that vintage era, the 70s look.
Sure.
We've been building this thing for, you know, just over a year and a half now, coming into that 2-year mark. And I'll tell you what, man, this is that final step. Exterior's done. Mechanical's done. Now you're down to that final piece of putting the interior into this thing. And it is just going to look top notch when it's done.
Client's a very good friend of ours, very, very well respected individual in the sports community as well. He's the president of a particular branch of the sports community, and he just loves the quality of everything you've done on that vehicle,
Bud. Yeah, it's taken a while, man, but that's you know, that's what these. I was talking with one of my buddies yesterday, who has actually been a client of us, but also, you know, just a good friend. You know, we see him at the gym all the time, and you know, we're talking about the fact that the older rides, how it's not only becoming a lost art, you know, so you don't see. There are not many companies out there that you see. There's none on corner of a corner of a corner of a corner.
That's correct. You don't have them on corners.
Are doing designs and builds and restorations and, you know, rotisserie restorations and frame offs and frame ons and pro touring builds and resto mods and, you know, creations. There, you don't see that anymore. And it is a true lost art. You know, there's not many people in the industry that are doing it. There are people out there that try to do it that just don't have the skill set or the capability to do it. You know, so it's one of those things that's becoming a rarity. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, when you get into these rides, it's, and we talk about it all the time, it's one of those things where, you know, you get into something and you don't know what you're really getting into, because the outside could look great. And before you know it, you're going into something and you're like, holy crap. And it happens probably 95% of the time,
maybe even more than that,
with these older cars. Yeah. For example, we'll throw Barrett Jackson, for example, right? Remember the one car that we had? Very high-end client. We had one come through from Barrett Jackson.
That's correct.
And this is not a reflection on Barrett
Jackson. It's not. They don't know what's going across that auction house.
When you have vehicles that come through, you're given a spec sheet like, hey, this is what the car's powertrain is. This is what the audio system is. This is what the paint color is. This is the color of the interior. Maybe here's the materials that's wrong. You know, some people talk about the brand of wheels and tires. Just depends on how the people represent the car, right? But we had a Camaro come through here from there that was, you know, listed as a 383 stroker.
383 professionally built 383 stroker. Again, this is not a stab at Barrett Jackson.
No,
can only sell what's represented.
What's represented. That's what I'm saying.
It's a reflection on the build house itself.
Well, but this is what I'm saying about the, you know, when you get into these older cars, it's something that you have to not only have time and patience for, most importantly, but also have knowledge. And there are a lot of people out there that just think that, you know, it's quick, it's easy. And everything is what it is. And it never is with the older cars. These things are old. They have gone through a long amount of history, more history than most people's lives consist of.
That's correct.
In one piece of automobile, you know, one piece of sheet metal. And you never really know what you're getting into. And what I was getting at with that was, you know, this example of a car that comes through that is clearly a 9 out of 10 in condition, the interior, the exterior, the way it looked, everything about it, right? Well, it didn't run.
Didn't run at all. And what's funny is they represented to Barrett Jackson that the vehicle ran. And when you got it here, the client tried to drive it over a period of time. He couldn't get the car to run at all. They even tried. They went through 6 starters and equally as many batteries, Bub.
Carburetors and everything.
Carburetors
and
everything.
Stuff at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had to get it in here. And what you found was that the build facility that did this particular engine assembly and like that destroyed the vehicle, physically destroyed the vehicle.
Well, and that's, you know, what I was getting to was the fact that it doesn't matter if it's even, you know, from a paint and body standpoint, whether it's from an upholstery standpoint, there's so much history with these things, and there are so many shady hack people out there that you don't know what you're getting into. And when I got this car, this is a car that was represented as a 383 stroker. We get it. As you know, we find out that the motor is just completely hosed.
Yeah, it was
no
bad.
Chance that this thing was running.
No, there was no chance the car could have run at all.
So we get into this thing, we start looking at it, and you find out that it's not just, even though it's a brand new build, the car had 0 miles on it. It's a brand new build. You look at the engine, you open the engine bay, it's beautiful. The harnesses are where they should be. The engine's polished. It looks really good. However, it's not what's on the outside, that quick stuff that you see. And that's what I'm getting to in terms of paint and body. It's not just what you see on the outside.
Oh my
God, second
dude.
You dig into something, you find out that, holy crap, this is not a 383 stroker. It's nothing more than a 305.
That's what it was.
You get into, you know, you start getting into deeper and deeper and deeper. And then you find out that, holy crap, we've just, you know, you've moved one nut and bolt, or you've, you know, taken one layer of paint off, and all you've done is open a can of worms. And that's what a lot of people in the classic car, or the custom car world, don't understand in terms of client time, patience. You know, that's what you get into. But if you want perfection, you have to wait.
And that's something, Bub, you made a very, very good point just now. Most of these cars are older than the owners of them.
Okay? For sure, yeah.
So if a human body gets old and requires medical attention, which takes time, you don't just jump into medical diagnostic and you're cured overnight, then why wouldn't the same apply to a car?
It's just the way it is. I mean, everyone thinks that this stuff is just, you know, snap your fingers, it's done. And that's the hardest part with it. You know, when you're working with these things, you're working with cars that are from, you know, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. We've got everything, a little bit of everything here right now. You know, you're working with American, domestic, European, exotic. You're working with all kinds of rides, years, makes, models. These are not things where you pick up the phone and you say, hey, I needed an exhaust system for a 2016 Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah.
These are things where you pick up the phone and you're like, well, let me try to source just a couple of pieces and I'll make this come together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you end up doing. And it takes a lot of time. And not many people out there understand that it takes time. It takes time to rebuild a set of seats. It takes time to, if you're not going to find a set of seats for a 74 BMW 2002 that are ready to go, you're not going to find that foam. You're going to have to recreate that foam of what it should be.
Much like,
and that's a skill and an art. And
much
that
like we're doing
happen,
with several cars now.
That doesn't happen out of a box. You don't call and get an order and you take the seat apart and you just put new stuff on and you stick it together in a day.
It doesn't. Yeah. Doesn't.
So a one-day process realistically turns into an over a week job.
Most manufacturers stop producing parts for their cars after 15 years.
Yeah. Now, Harley Davidson, they cut it off at 5 now.
5 years.
Five.
That's correct.
Yeah. Crazy.
Absolutely, man. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, doing it Bubba style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. How are we doing today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
How's everything going
it's
your
fine.
Way?
It's
yes,
good.
Sir. We know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have on the line with us Larry from Bub
Sunnyside Trim Shop.
That's correct. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry is the best of the best out there in the industry. This has been a long time coming, Bub. We invited Larry on the show with us today. We're going to talk about upholstery and interiors.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about motorcycle seats. We're going to talk about truck interiors. We're going to talk about all kinds of good stuff. Most importantly, Bub, let's talk about, from a business perspective, why we decided to have this beautiful marriage and venture.
You know, it's number one, most importantly, is at the top of the list is quality.
Quality.
You know, that's going to be number one. You know, and I think that takes reign over anything else. But when you think about, there's serious potential, you know, when you can take a bunch of big brands and a bunch of big names, and we do it all the time, and put them together and come out with something even better, why wouldn't you?
That's exactly right. Larry, good morning. How are you doing this morning? You're on the way down to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Let's talk about that and what we're doing.
Yeah, Mike, I'm doing fine. We're just getting ready to head back down your way this morning.
And Larry, you are a resident of the Florida area. You and your brother own the trim shop. And let's talk about this marriage. Let's talk about the beauty of what's in store for people around the world because of this marriage.
I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, we do complete custom stuff all the way to just minor repairs and stuff. And I think teaming up with you guys, it's a deal for us. And we look forward to doing what we can do with you guys.
Well, likewise, Bub, you know, the teaming and the marriage and partnership of the two businesses allows a lot of things to come into play. And from a business perspective,
mm-hmm.
Number one, Larry and his brother do the best work in the industry, period,
mm-hmm.
bar none.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no questions about that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we thought long and hard before we sat down and talked and entered these negotiations.
Yeah.
And it allows you now more into the mechanical side where you're really building and fabricating and things like that. So it allows two very, very prominent people to bring forth another step in quality in the industry.
Yeah. It's, it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, between all the designs and builds we've got going on here right now, what's coming in the works. We've got some SEMA rides that are coming as well. So there's so much stuff on the backside, man, that we just, you know, we've got to just, you know, move it up another bar and move it up another level and just crank, man. And this couldn't be a better fit.
Hey, Larry, you guys ready for the SEMA vehicles on top of the other vehicles we're going to be doing as well?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that this morning. I think the big thing for us too is, you know, that the amount of energy and time that we put into it and the designs, the one thing I look forward to is getting Bubba's input on all of this too. So, you know, it can even help us take it to another level as well.
Well, you know, as Bubba is respected in the industry as being one of the top three out there today, I think that what's there, Bub, kind of the way we're going to approach this is we're going to be doing, ladies and gentlemen, we'll share how this, you know, around the world, we'll share with you how we're going to do this. We will be doing biweekly meetings on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:00, and we are going to discuss your design intents, Bub,
mm-hmm.
and Larry's going to discuss his input, his design intents, and then we're going to marry these two up to put together packages in each of these cars individually that cannot be beat anywhere in the industry.
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be, you know, like I mentioned, there's going to be some serious stuff coming out, and you know, we're really looking forward to it, man. We know the quality of what rolls out of Sunnyside Trim Shop, and I'll tell you what, man, it's, you know, it's, I've never been, you know, I've never been one to ever negatively say anything about anyone, right? Have I ever done?
No, you don't. Not in the industry, especially in the industry at all.
Yeah. I have no time for it. You know, if somebody's work is just bad, it's just, you know, I'm not going to knock them on it. I just move forward from it, right?
Right.
But when somebody is due a level of, you know, solid respect and to literally just bow down, and this is definitely one of those guys that you do it to when you know, you can step back and say, listen, the quality is just, it's ignorant, you know, and that's something to say when we have our own in-house upholstery shop we have for 15 years.
But we separated to be with Larry, man.
Yeah, and it's, you know, to do something like that, I mean, that just shows, you know, that level of quality to move it to that kind of level, you know, it's incredible work that rolls out. Everything from the design to the quality to the stitch to the theming to, you know, just the perfection, the detail, it's all there.
It really, really is. Larry, how do you feel about that? We are going to dissolve the in-house upholstery part of our business because of the new marriage with Bubba's and Sunnyside. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, for us, for you guys to put that kind of trust in us is a big deal for us, you know, and, you know, eventually, you know, I know we talked about it and our end goal is to have a satellite location down there with you guys to help, you know, and get some stuff out even faster. So, you know, that's one of the things we're looking forward to.
It's going to be a very powerful, dominating side of the business, Bub. I mean, we're going to take on the big names like ASM out there who did, as you know, and I'm not saying this negatively, but that's naturally where it will find itself, what lane it'll find itself in. Sue out there from the previous show that Aaron Kaufman and Richard Rollins did, Bub.
Yeah.
It's those are the things. Good morning to Angie Von Meter Williams, Greg Ermiger. How you doing, Greg? How is everything? You going to be at the gym today, Greg? We may see you up there. Kenny Letsum, who is Bub, our official wheel sponsor.
Yes, that's right.
That's correct. Lee Ruthless says, wow. What do you think about that, Lee? I think that's a pretty good thing. I have not heard from the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver this morning, Bub. I don't know if he's heading down. Tomorrow is the Cars and Coffee event here in the Palm Beaches.
Yeah.
A lot of good things going on down there. Some very, very high-end, unique one-off cars are going to be at this event.
Yeah, some pretty solid stuff out there, man.
I bet I could drive every one of them.
Or wreck every one of them.
And then it would need an upholstery and an exterior.
Yeah, typically.
Right?
Yeah.
How about that, man? So, Bub, let's talk about the first build, the first marriage between BEM and Sunnyside. And there's a very special build, ladies and gentlemen, around the world. Let me tell you why this is special. This vehicle is owned by a very prominent person. The sports affiliation that he is aligned with is leaving one very high-end manufacturer and going with this particular manufacturer of car. This car is being watched and regarded so carefully that the work is going to be featured in photographs that we have taken and that have been documenting this build in the museum overseas, the home museum overseas, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk now about the body is done, the mechanical is done. There's a lot of things you had to get into. Now let's talk about the upholstery side and what you and Larry are doing there.
So, yeah, man. So we're actually, the build itself is a 74 BMW 2002. We've been featuring that a little bit on our Instagram lately, our social media.
Yep.
We've been throwing some sneaks up on there of that car. We've done a little bit of filming with it. And it is now in it's past the heavy work that you could say on the car. Now we're down to that, you know, fine tuning the detail and, you know, doing all the final assembly on it, getting that interior in. That's, you know, to me, the process of doing cars, I've always done the interior last.
Yes.
As you know, everything else you're still working, you know, I'd rather work on cars with, you know, seats out in case you need to lay under the dash and do wiring, you know, you've got to do anything like that. I've always waited till the last thing to put the upholstery into the car.
Yes.
So that's been my design style with it. You know, this one is going to be something that's really fun, man, because it is a 2002. So it's a model line is 2002. A lot of people think that's referring to the year.
Yep.
It's a 1974 BMW 2002. Yeah. So we've taken this car and the owners wanted to keep it very, very period correct, right? Because they love that car. They love the iconic style of it, the design of it. They wanted to keep it very close to 74. I think these things were like 74 to 76 in that era. And, you know, what we did with the car was kept it very close to its original color, the orange that it originally was, which was just a single stage paint. And, you know, the thing that just looked like a pumpkin. But we did go through and do a lot of very subtle mods to the car. So in terms of, you know, there were three different levels of trim that were around this thing. They were around, you know, the hood moldings, the door upper door moldings, the mid door moldings. I mean, there were three layers of trim, stainless trim that clipped on that went all the way around this car, the perimeter of the entire car. And, you know, we've shaved down a lot of that stuff. We welded in a lot of those holes. It wasn't just filled in with Bondo like a lot of people would do. It's all sheet metal worked and holes filled and panels fabricated. You know, so we cleaned up the body lines of the car. So it still has that correct era look to it, but is much cleaner. With, you know, to me, I thought that that car had a lot of crap that was just stuck on it. I mean, there was trim everywhere. There was side marker lights, front turn signals, front headlights. There's rear turn signals, rear tail lights. There's marker lights on the sides, on the rear. There's buttons, there's emblems. I mean, all over the freaking thing. I swear they literally just mass produced emblems and switches and knobs and lenses and colors and trim just to put on this car somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we shaved this thing down, we smoothed it up. Then once we were done with all of that, we went ahead and did a very, very close to original orange paint on it, but it has an entire top coat of a green metallic and gold metallic pearl. So that's something that not many people see when we do, you know, the Instagram postings, the, you know, the Facebooks, the lives. When we do any of those things, it's hard to see that until you put this car in the sunlight, you walk around and you see that glow and that hue. It's almost got that depth to it.
Good morning to Hot Rod Bob up there, Bob, in the Northeast. Bob, I hope you're doing well, my friend. We haven't seen you since we were on tour with you last many years ago. I hope all is well with you. Thank you. Larry, let's talk a little bit about what you and Bob have designed for the interior of this very special BMW, which is going to be featured at the BMW Museum in Munich, Germany. And what are you going to come across? Because as you know, these panels were rotted away. They were no good. So let's talk a little bit about that, Larry. What's the approach? How do you go into this thing now?
Well, we get with Bob and just, you know, I think he wants to do the stock interior pretty much on this one, keep it original on the inside, and then come up with a color scheme, and then we'll kind of take it from there and throw out some ideas to him, and then just get going from that.
Will there be, Larry, Bub, will there be anything special? I know, Bub, one of the things you like to do is personalize each person's vehicle, because in your build style, you only do one of every type of build.
Yeah.
So something will be different about each build. You will not mass produce anything, but despite the fact that you've been asked to do so on several occasions.
Yeah.
Will you do anything special? Will you and Larry be doing anything special to hand off to the client, or what, how are you going to do that?
You know, I'm not sure yet. You know, some clients like that. Some clients like that personal touch. Some just don't care for it. They don't have an interest for it. Some don't even like it to be, you know, in their vehicles, because they do like to be very low key. A lot of higher end clients like to be more under the radar than you could imagine. You know, but I do know that, you know, we're going to put together some really, really beautiful designs for the inside of the car, the factory, the way this thing was, very much like a, like, you know, just an old European car, man. It had that white perforated style headliner that was in the roof of the thing. You know, and it was literally, there were three different colors. Larry and I were discussing it earlier last week. There are three colors that were inside the interior portion of this car, and none of them flowed. So it was above your head, it was all white headliner. And then right at the roof line, so you would have the top of your A pillar, you know, down the windshield frame, you would have your B pillars right at the back of the glass, the C's down at the rear. All of those side panels were in black, so it was immediate white to black separation lines, very much like, you know, Porsche did that a lot as well with their headliners. There's just a total separation, and it never flowed smooth. So it was like white, then black, then it was black down into the dash, but then it got into tan kick panels, so there's a total color change there as well. And then it turns into, you know, tan door panels. And this is the way the factory did it. This isn't because somebody's just been buying pieces over the years and changing them around. It was just a mess of colors. So I really think that when we're done, we're going to do one full color tone in this car, whether it be, you know, on a black base or on a tan base, you know, like a nice, almost like a nice sand color, but do something with a color contrasted orange stitch. You know, we like to use that orange stitch a lot.
Oh, wow. Very cool, Bob. So, there's that personal touch, Larry, that I'm talking about.
You know, when you start doing stuff like that, you can keep it very subtle, but make it still look like you're stepping into a brand new or a newer style vehicle. You know, when you do just all your seams, you get rid of the single stitch that was in the car, you turn everything into a French stitch if it's possible, you know, for what piece you're working with. And it just makes that added piece of luxury, that touch of class. And it looks really good, man. And that's what we're going to end up doing, is just, you know, throwing a nice one tone of color into this thing, so it flows super, super smooth, much like the body of the car flows very smooth now. It's not so choppy.
Good morning to Kent Brown. Clark Kent is watching us. Clark Kent is up in the same area as Hot Rod Bob. Hot Rod Bob, we're gonna want to talk to you here shortly. Larry, I want to ask you something. What is the difference between a single stitch and a French stitch and a Russian stitch and a German stitch?
Hold on just a second. I'm getting a bad signal.
Okay, no worries. Can you hear us?
What do we got? There you go. Can you hear us, Larry? Anything?
Might just be the signal where he is, Bob.
We're breaking up really bad.
Yeah. Good morning to Clark Kent out there. He was here. We spent Super Bowl with him. Sad day for his Patriots. Great day for his. By the way, Clark, I wanted to find out where my breakfast was. You left without breakfast. Clark, can you call us? 714-242-5166. Clark Kent, call here. Superman, call the facility, the studio line. 714-242-5166. We want to talk to you. We want to talk about a little bit about that Super Bowl bet, Bob, that that we won there. It looks like Larry dropped. He is on the way down to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports to pick up that very special BMW, Bob.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting, man.
Looking forward to it, dude.
I didn't know you guys were going to do an orange stitch in that.
Yeah, that's. I think that's going to be the overall design is, you know, I want to decide if we're going to end up doing, you know, I want to find out if we're going to do a tan or if we're doing a black. I'm not quite sure which line we're going to run on that thing. But I'll tell you what, man, it's going to definitely have a nice color contrast stitch
really
in that thing.
Good, isn't it, man?
And just make for a clean flow of interior when you open the door, much like the outside of the car. You know, it's trimmed down, it's thinned down a lot. Looks really, really good.
I can't wait, Bob. That's going to be a great look inside that vehicle, isn't it, man?
Yeah, really good looking.
I'm really, really excited about that. I want to talk to Clark Kent. Hot Rod Bob in here. We haven't talked to Hot Rod Bob for a very long time either, man.
Yeah, been a super long time.
Yeah, man. He's been last time we saw him, we were on tour up in Syracuse at the Syracuse Nationals, Bob.
Yeah, a long time ago. That was like 2010, 11, no, 12.
Was it 12?
It had to be
12. No, no, no. Yeah, it was 11, 12. Wasn't it?
No, 12
or 11, I think it was.
Might have been.
Hot Rod Bob, we need to hear from you. 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. Matt Sedgwick, be careful about what you say, brother. You're going to get yourself in trouble real quick. That's all I'm going to say. You don't know anything about what you're talking about. You need to watch your mouth. Bub, let's just move in here. I'd like to get a hold of, in fact, Bub, Bach and Ban idiots like that. Like to get a hold of Hot Rod Bob. I'd like to get a hold of Clark Kent, either both of them. 714-242-5166. I haven't talked to Hot Rod Bob in a very long time, Bob.
Yeah.
He had you autograph his deuce.
I do remember that, yeah.
Remember that, Bob?
Yeah, that was, what stadium was that at? That was at,
We were at the Syracuse Nationals.
Wasn't it a stadium? Or was I thinking the Indianapolis one?
It was, man. No, no, that wasn't the Indianapolis tour.
No.
Yeah, that was the Indianapolis tour, man. That was not, I'm trying to think what, it was, we were up there with, was it Artie Schilling? No, we weren't up there with Artie, were we?
Yeah, that was put on by Artie.
Yeah, it was.
I think, wasn't it?
East Coast Artie, yeah. And we built the car for charity, man.
Yeah.
The kids for charity, the little car for charity, man.
That actually auctioned off. I think that thing drew like $3,000 or $5,000, didn't
it? Yeah, it did a great job. It was just one of those little pedal cars. And we built a 1960 Cadillac with a red interior, man.
I mean, we definitely put a lot of time into that little sucker. It was one of those pedal cars, dude. We put a lot of time into that. I mean, we even went custom upholstery on that little half a seat that was in there.
Yeah, that was a really, really cool deal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I love that too, man. That was a lot of fun. It's always fun to do charitable things and give back to good people, man, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fun, man.
So, yeah, man, we're really looking forward to it. You know, a lot of good things going on in the works right now. You know, like I said earlier, so much stuff going on in terms of the social media side, the Facebook, the Instagram. Wait till you see some of the rides that are rolling out. I'm telling you right now,
cool stuff.
Some crazy stuff coming out, some really, really high-end rides, some one-off pieces that are just insane we've been doing for quite a time. And they are just coming down that final stretch. So I cannot wait to post these things up and show them off.
And we're just getting all the great people in place, Bub. You know, doing my signal is going in and out. Sorry, guys. Okay, so Larry from Sunnyside Trim Shop says his signal is going in and out. It's no problem, Larry. We'll see you when you get here. The BMW is ready to go. I can't wait for that car to be finished, Bub.
It's going to be beautiful.
And then after that one leaves, I think we're setting up the interior for a couple cars, aren't we?
Yeah.
Be deep, Bob.
A lot in the works, dude.
How about that Hummer, man?
How about it?
That's going to be pretty cool if you do a custom.
I mean,
interior
it's a full, it's a, it's, that's a full interior. I mean, this is, you have to understand, like a Hummer H2. So that thing is huge, right?
Right.
You're typically working with, you know, two front seats. The H2 is, you know, this one's a larger SUV. It's not the pickup truck version. So that would be considered, they have an SUV, they have an SUT. It's not the truck version. It is the, SUT. It is the actual SUV version of it. So it is something where you've got a lot of headroom, dude. You have a lot of space. You have a lot you can work with. The seats are huge. But again, that's the same thing. The client wants to do this thing to look like that touch of class to it, but also still, you know, not like it's over the top gaudy. He wants to make it look like it's something that was almost produced from GM.
Sure.
And we are going to do it like, you know, a nice color match stitch on that as well. We'll do some either charcoal suede inserts in the seats with some maroon French stitching around them. So it's going to look really, really good by the time it's done.
Bob, some of the things you think about when it comes to design, tell people what it is you're looking for. I know you like smoothness. I know you like consistency. I know you like everything to flow. You're like an artist. You just want things to flow.
Yeah, it's you know, that's one of the hardest things is getting, you know, when you go and buy a car in mass production world, which to me, I get it. You know, mass production cars, they're trying to move these things down an assembly line and just make as many of them as they can, make sure that they're good. But they're not, to me, they're never finished all the way through, with the exception of, you know, there's some, you get some really high end rides out there that are, but I've never been a fan of, you know, you go buy a blue car or a yellow car or red car and it doesn't, it just has a basic plain black interior in it. It might be leather. It might be just leather appointed trim on the seats, but they're just black, you know, or maybe a gray or, you know, whatever it is, it just looks generic. And to me, it's always been something where you got to bring that outside color in to the inside. Now, for some people, they would agree. Some people would disagree. Well, if you ever want to paint the car, maybe you want to wrap it a different color. You are stuck with something where you have to change all the interior as well. So in some cases it works to have plain interiors. Maybe you have a black interior. You've got an orange car on the outside, but you wrap it like a matte blue, right? So there's situations where you would want your interior to be basic. There's others where, me personally, I would want them to be luxurious. So I want the outside of the car to flow to the inside. So it looks like the two were built together, not like it was just a car that was built and a plain Jane interior was thrown into it and it was sent down an assembly line.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, Bob. And so when you kind of come up with that design, you're thinking, I want to incorporate elements of the exterior into the car, or how does that play in for you?
You know, it's just looking at the car in a whole. You're watching and looking at these cars that are, you know, take for example, you have let's say like a dark blue. You know, you've got a nice, there's a lot of pretty colors out in today's world, all water-based paints. There's a lot of beautiful colors out there that are available from some of these high-end companies, man. And to me, when you design a car, I try to make sure that it's themed entirely. It's not just over the top in one area or another. It's not a crazy set of wheels, but a basic looking car. You know, it's not, you've got to very smoothly touch on all of those pieces. You've got to set, your suspension's got to be set right, the stance, the small little subtle accents on just the outside of the car, and then bring that somehow to the inside of the car, you know. And a lot of that happens with just basic thread color. You know, you can literally do a beautiful matched interior that makes it look themed to the vehicle by not doing crazy inserts. You don't need to go crazy on suede or, you know, snake skin and all this other stuff. People love it. A lot of people want it. Do you have to? Not if you're just doing something subtle. You just want to bring the outside color in. You can do it with the color of thread. Do like a 270 thickness on the stitch, so it's a real nice pop to it. It's got, you know, twice the thickness of the normal thread, and it looks really good.
It does look very good. Good morning to Donnie Cracker. Donnie, explain to everybody who Donnie is, Bob. Very good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And Donnie is also our landlord here at Bob's Exotic Motorsports. And they are the owner, he and his wife, on a very, very successful business called Land Yachts.
Yeah.
And Land Yachts, Bob, they are the premier RV and coach facility here in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, from literally ride shipping in from everywhere.
Yes.
And those are some big suckers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they, Bub, we have seen everything from buzzards go through the windshield of these buses to famous sports celebrities and media personnel's vehicles there to, major bands, RVs in there to everyone and people. They are so busy over at Land Yachts here in Jupiter, Florida, that they run on a calendar only basis, which is what we do as well.
Yeah.
Or we started to do.
About the past 2 months. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've really started to do the first time in 14, 15 years of business that we've done that, 16 years of business. And it allows you to run a much more streamlined or focused business because people aren't just popping in and out all the time when they're trying to get things done. But those guys, Brandy and Donald, they have been not only good friends, but just good people. As we've established ourselves here in South Florida, and they've been the most understanding.
Why are you whispering? Talking in a microphone.
And loving people that I think we've met in the South Florida area, man.
Yeah.
They're good people. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have an RV and your destination is the South Florida area, or you're passing through it, Land Yachts is where you want to stop. There's no questions about that.
Yep.
Right on, right, Bob?
Yep.
And they got a whole lot of RVs over there.
Yeah, a lot.
And Diesel goes over there and he hunts for alligators throughout the lot.
Yeah, but he is not going to find any over there.
He's found a couple, man.
I don't think so.
Well, you've seen how bloody his paws were a couple of times when he came back from grabbing them. They tried to get to him, but Diesel doesn't put up with that. He gets under the coaches, and he grabs those alligators by the tail and drags them out and finishes.
Speaking of custom upholstery, though.
Yes.
What about a Polaris upholstery?
Well, there is a certain very good friend of mine who is a world-renowned celebrity that has a piece here, and we are thinking about doing a very surprise vehicle for him.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Not like it's a big one. It's a pretty small job, which makes it nice.
But what you could do with that, Bub, and I've heard the design intent that you've got for it from an upholstery standpoint, mm-hmm. from a wheel and tire standpoint, from just a whole different axiom, what we can do with that and what you've got planned for that is pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
This person, this particular person, has spent his life building the best choppers in the world. They are about to go back on the air. American Choppers about to go back on the air with Paul Sr.
That's right.
Paul Jr. and Mikey.
Airing on Wednesdays.
Airing on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock, starting March, I believe. Our condolences go out to Joni, who lost two family members here back to back, by the way, who is Paul Sr.'s wife.
Yeah.
They were in Tampa last night for an event unveil, and we will be seeing from them this weekend.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're good people, man. It doesn't matter how you cut it, man. They are just solid people.
And that's one of those things, too, where when you start getting into doing the custom upholsteries, too, one of the things that a lot of people want to know about is, you know, doing like custom logos, doing custom center consoles, doing, you know, different grains and materials. You know, that's all something that's all by design and by choice, you know, to come up with. There's, I mean, thousands, literally thousands of not only different colors and shades of material, but also different qualities, different grains. There are different textures. There are, you know, real, there's fake. Of course, there's always that. You're always going to have real. You're always going to have fake. There's real leather. There's fake leather. There's simulated leather. Some of the stuff really, really good. Some of it, and that's all just worth experience. You know, we have a lot of people that, depending on your, on what kind of ride you're building, you have to build material into it that will last with what the client's doing or how the ride's going to be used. And that's one of the things that's really fun about it is, you know, designing and building a package that, you know, is not only going to look good, but it's going to be totally functional. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just do the same generic upholstery. You know, they just do the basic stitch. They do, you know, a single top stitch. They do a single, you know, just 2-inch wide pleat on every seat for anything from 1980 and earlier, which is stupid. You have to put design into it. You can do modern designs in older seats and vintage cars. You just have to be subtle about it so it makes it look like it's fitting to that ride.
And Bob, when you talk about a top stitch or a bottom stitch or a pleat, what are we referring to in those cases?
Just all different designs of a way you can, you know, have a stitch showing, have a stitch that's completely hidden. You know, you can have a single stitch showing. So you'd have, you know, one layer of thread showing. You could have a French seam, which would be two layers of thread showing, you know, all different designs and style of the way that you want to overall have your interior of your ride look. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, car, truck, bike. It doesn't matter. You can pick and choose whatever the heck it is you want. You just build for that design. You know, when you're building a beach cruiser, we do a lot of South Florida beach cruisers.
We do. Yeah.
All of those things, for example, we use all marine grade material. And there's a lot of people are like, well, I don't want boat material in my car. You're not changing the fact that it is boat material. It's not, you can't see a difference. You can't tell
That's
a correct. Difference.
That's a good descriptor.
The grain is still the exact same. It's just the resistance and the protection that has, or that the material has in it. It is meant to be, if it happens to get wet, it's completely okay.
That's correct. It is. It's UV resistant. It's waterproof. It's what you find in the boat. It doesn't, in fact, what it does is it brings a quality to the client, to the end user, so that they don't have to worry. There are times in South Florida, as you know, that the rain just opens up and starts and there's nothing you can do. And if you're cruising
the beaches or somewhere like that, and the top is off the vehicle and it happens to get wet, at least the client is protected.
Yeah.
Or if the vehicle's outside and exposed to the sun a lot, at least the client has some level of protection, so that you know that the interior is not fading or being beaten down by the sun.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's just, again, that's just not only designing it so it looks really, really well when it's done, both here at BEM, but giving the client something that's going to be fully functional, you know, and that's what it's all about, is not just making stuff that looks really good, which a lot of people would rush to just say, oh, I want this, I want it to look really good. Okay. But if we build it and we make it something that not only looks really good, but is totally purpose built, is fully functional, it makes it that much better. So if you are out and you are out cruising, you not only stop and it looks really good, but hey, you know what? Maybe you went inside, you grabbed the burger somewhere or something like that, and you get a rain shower in, and your top wasn't on. It's no biggie, man. Just dry the stuff off and move on. And it's not going to, for example, you know, leather doesn't like kind of stuff like that. It will dry it out, and you have to, you know, there's plenty of things you could put on it. There's actually, you know, there's nanos that you can actually put on this kind of stuff and protect.
Nano is what, Bob?
There's any sort of coating, whether you've got it for interior soft upholstery, you've got it for exterior, for your paint, exterior for your glass, your wheels, anything you want. Ceramic coatings, it's not necessarily new, but it's a thing right now in the industry that is truly taking over, and everybody's really catching on to it. And it's just something that everyone's starting to get their licensing to do and getting it done, because it's just an added layer of protection. And that's what a lot of people like.
Yeah. They really, really, they do like that. Clark Kent Brown, looking for that phone call, 714-242-5166, 714-242-5166. Want to talk to you. Get in here with me real quick before we jump out of this segment, please. I want to talk to him. 714-242-5166, man. Like to talk to him. He was great at the Super Bowl party at Mark Brown's place. He was a lot of fun. He was not exactly happy